So pre-contemplation, the stage of pre-contemplation is when our client isn't contemplating, thinking, doing anything about a certain topic. And in the pre-contemplation stage, it could be that everyone else outside of them is observing something which is problematic, but they are not. And often in pre-contemplation, people are very defended. So when we engage with a client from the wellness perspective, we obviously are going to be asking them what it is that they feel they want coaching on, and they will then tell us what the problems are, what the challenges are, describe their lives to us and so on. And we will here and there get some clues perhaps on some of the things that they are willing to change, i.e. what they're in contemplation possibly of. However, what they're in pre-contemplation of will be all the things that they probably don't mention that will later on become relevant to their change process, as well as they may well report to you that they have been told by other people or professionals or experts that something needs to be changed, but they're not thinking of changing that thing at that time. So, for example, they might come to you for coaching that is related to a health condition, like, say, type 2 diabetes and so on. They may be a smoker, and they may be saying to you, I ain't giving up smoking, I am not going to be giving up smoking. It's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is other things. I'm not ready yet to give up smoking. I'm not thinking about it, and it's not going to happen. So we need to meet our clients with whatever they bring. Now, in the pre-contemplating stage, of course, I'm sure you know by now, the trap we don't want to get caught in is the one where we make up that the thing that they need to change is the one that they have either not talked about, that everybody knows about, or is the thing that they're talking about but refusing to change. From a coaching point of view, we go back to our original coaching approach, and we work to create a strong relationship with people that will invite them to bring everything about their lives into it, that they will bring everything about their lives into it. And in that way, what happens over time, of course, is that those things that they are in pre-contemplation of, or rather those things that are in the stage of pre-contemplation, will possibly move to the stage of contemplation. What we don't want to do is not get hooked on thinking that is our job to haul them out of pre-contemplation into contemplation.